That's my tzlai lag ba'omer. We know the rule is when it comes to karbonos, the laila, the night follows the day, so we're still in lag ba'omer, especially for those who haven't davened ma'ariv yet, myself included. We haven't started we haven't counted the next sphira, so it's still lag ba'omer. And a very, very special week, the week of Hoyd, as we mentioned, the week that the Zohar says that the gates of heaven are open, Taran Psichen. Especially today, Hoyd Shebehoyd, fifth day of the fifth week, the outside of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We'll try to speak a little about Lag BaOmer and the connection to the parasha and to the upcoming Yom Tov of Shavuos. Beginning on Lag BaOmer starts the 17 final days, and it was the final third of the Yemei HaSfira. As the Bnei Yisrael explains what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Elozer said, Leiv Toiv is the derech hatoiva sheyidbak bo ha'odom. Leiv toiv, leiv is lamed beis. Those are the first 32 days of Sfira, which is leiv, lamed beis. Lamed beis equal to 32. Tov is equal to 17. That's the next final 17 days. Leiv toiv equal to 49. The 49 days of Sfira in which we are rectifying our character and developing a leiv toiv. So what's very unique and special, of course, with Lag BaOmer, which is, it's the first of the final 17 equal to Tov, the Tov days preparing us for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Interesting that the 33rd word of Chumash, if you start counting from Bereishis, the Teva HaLamid Gimel, the 33rd word is Tov. If you start Bereishis, Bara Elokim Es HaShomayim, until the Pasuk Vayara Elokim Es Ha'or Ki Tov, Tov is the 33rd word. Just as the Svarim tell us, the 25th word of Chumash is Or, hinting to Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Light. The 33rd word is Tov. Interesting, the 50th word is Boker, which is, of course, referring to Shavuos, the 50th day, when the Torah was given in the morning, as the Pasuk says, as we're going to be reading on Shavuos. The 33rd word is Tov, which the Rashi says refers to the hidden light, the light that was put away for the future. Future meaning for those tzaddikim that their neshamas are from the future. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai certainly in that category. Leosid Lavoi is begematria Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is Leosid Lavoi. He is the neshama of Leosid Lavoi, the neshama of Tchias Hamesim. That's why his name is also begematria Machaya Mesim, as the Svarim tell us, and Bila Hamavas. So when Rashi tells us that Tov, which is the 33rd word of Chumash, is referring to the light that Hashem set aside for the future, the light that Hashem hid, as the Baal Shem Tov said, hidden the Torah, the hidden light, the Or HaGonos, which is the light of Pnimius HaTorah, the light of Sisrei Torah, that begun its revelation, begun Alag BaOmer, continued later with the revelation of the Baal Shem Tov, and the Tzadikim that followed until the ultimate revelation by Mashiach Tzidkenu, who will reveal to us this level of Lamed Gimel, which we don't really have today. The Torah starts with a Beis. It ends with a Lamed. The Torah we have today is Lamed Beis. It's Lamed Beis Nesivos, 32 pathways, Lamed Beis Nesivos Chochma, as we say in the Bar Yochai. The Bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon, was Masig all the 32, which is why he was able to start revealing the 33rd level. The level that's Lo Yedo'ei Ayit, the level of Adalo Yoda, which is Purim, which Lag BaOmer and Purim are exactly the same. We know that Purim falls out on the same day as Lag BaOmer does, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Peleg, Purim, Lag BaOmer. Whatever one is Zoicha to on Purim, we are Zoicha to on Lag BaOmer, and as we'll see, even more. Because the later the revelation, as we move on throughout the generations, the closer we get to Mashiach, the Giloy is greater. So Lag BaOmer has in it more of a revelation than Purim does, although Purim was the last Yom Tov Midivrei Kabbalah, and then of course Chanukah. Lag BaOmer has in it even more Gilui, as we can literally experience it throughout the world, especially now and today, as those who have experienced it, those who know what went on in Meiron and what goes on in the entire world, where everyone's neshama sort of lights up, the fire is burning and is getting stronger from year to year. Lag BaOmer falls out always in the week of Bahar B'chukosai. B'chukosai is the 33rd parasha of Chumash. Behar is the 32nd parasha, and the Chukosai is the 33rd. Together we have Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel. But the Torah today is Lamed Beis. The Torah of the future is Lamed Gimel. That's Gal Einai. David HaMelech begged, Gal Einai Ve'abita, reveal, open up my eyes so that I should see. Gal is 33, and the word Ve'abita is equal to 33. David asked to be Zeicha to the revelation of Lamed Gimel. David was the 33rd generation from Adam Harishon. If you count from Adam till David, you will get 33. And that's the last word of Rus. The last word of Rus is David. V'yishai hoilet as David. Who David is David Malka Mashiach. David is the Neshama of Mashiach. Who began this revelation of Lamed Gimel. In fact, that's why the Pasuk says in Melachim, which is the Haftarah of Vayechi, which Vayechi, incidentally, is the parasha of Giloy Haketz, the parasha in which Yaakov tried to reveal the Ketz, and as Sfarim say that he had it, but then it was taken away from him. He wants to reveal the Ketz. It's amazing, because that parsha in Vayechi that talks about Giloy HaKetz by Revi'i has in it 33, that perek has 33 psukim, where it starts off with, Hey Osvu Ve'agid Alochem Eis HaSheYikra Eschem Ba'achrus HaYomim. In that Haftorah of Vayechi, Pasuk and Malachim tells us that David ruled in Yerushalayim 33 years. The David Malach be Yerushalayim Shalesh Yerushalayim Shana, because Yerushalayim is the place of Gilui. Yerushalayim is the place where this Gilui will take place. Kimitziyayim Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Torah we have now, which was revealed on Har Sinai, which we're preparing now for Har Sinai, which the name of the parasha, the first parasha of this week is Behar. That's the Torah of Lamed Beis. And Behar is the 32nd parasha of Chumash. Like the Torah starts with a Beis, it ends with a Lamed. Bechukosai, you'll notice that Bechukosai is disconnected from Behar. It doesn't start with a Vav, which is very unusual. Especially that these two parashas in a normal year are read together. And most parashas in Chumash start with a Vav, showing the continuation of one parasha to the next. Bechukosai starts without a Vav. Im Bechukosai Teilechu. Because this is the Parsha HaLamed Gimel, this is totally disconnected from the past, this is a new revelation, which has nothing to do with the previous. Obviously you have to come on to Lamed Beis before you come to Lamed Gimel, but Lamed Gimel is a total new revelation, it's the revelation of Mashiach, and it started with Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who revealed the Sisrei Torah, the Es HaOr Ki Toiv, which is Begematria Seser, Begematria Ruach Melech HaMashiach, which Toiv, the 33rd word of Chumash, hinting to that which is going to be revealed, La'asid Lavoi, when Lamed Gimel will be revealed, when Seser, when Sisrei Torah will become Nigla, Pnimius will become Nigla, that which is now hidden will become revealed. We got a taste of it on Lag Ba'omer, and even before that, with David HaMelech, who ruled in Yerushalayim for 33 years, who was the 33rd generation from Adam. Now, the minhag is to read Rus, those who have the minhag to read Rus on Shavuos, we find in Rus, which is an amazing Megillah, a Megillah that the Akadmainim say is Kuloi Geula, all of it is the revelation of the Geula, because the whole Megillah was to be Miyaches David HaMelech, who's Muteres Lovei Bakoho. We find many, many mysterious psukim in Rus. Not that we really understand any of it, but the Sfarim reveal a little bit of it to us. We find that Rus is told by Naomi to go to Boaz in L'cha'ira in a non-sneistic way, and the Sfarim explained that it had to be that way, like with Tamar and Yehuda, and even Yaakov with Shtei Achayos, and throughout history with the B'nai Slait, as the Alshich says, the B'nai Slait were Gilgulim of Rus and Na'amah Ha'amayinus. The Bechaira, the older daughter of Lot, was later Rus. And all of them seem to do very similar acts, which seemed to be lack of tznius, but it was to fool the Satan, because this is how Mashiach has to develop, how Mashiach is formulated. And there, Naomi says to Rus, four times she uses the word Mar Galoisav. You will go, you will lie near him, near Boaz, where he is now in the silo, and says, V'gilis Mar Galoisav. And then it says again, Vatagal Margaloisov, Hine Isha Shoicheves Margaloisov. Four times in the Perek it uses the word. In fact, in Tanakh, Margaloisov is only mentioned five times. Four in Rus, and once in Daniel, Daniel, also the Sefer of Geula. What is the idea of the Gilis Margalosa? What does this mean? And you shall reveal his feet? Or as others say, you shall reveal the feet of his bed. What is this that the Psukim reiterate over and over again, Margalosov? We also find in Rus that Boaz gave Rus to eat. He gave her bread, and it says that he told her that you shall dip your bread, the tovalt piteich b'chaymetz, you shall dip your bread in vinegar. Why is that important? Says Rashi, and then the Gemara expounds on this in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says, what does this mean? One pshat is because it teaches you that vinegar is good if you're hot. Mikan shehachaymetz yofel asharav. Vinegar is good in the hot weather. So, therefore what? That's what the pasuk has to teach us this. So, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini, Ramaz Remez lo. He hinted to her that out of her was going to come Menashe, who was going to sour like chaymetz, like vinegar. From her will come the king Menashe, who will sour like chaymetz, chaymetz. Yetzirah is called chaymetz, mikaf ma'avol v'chaymetz. Why do we have to hint her that? Why is that important for her to know that Menashe is going to come out of her, who is going to be chaymetz? Aren't many other good kings going to come out of her? Why does she have to know about Menashe? Why specifically him? We find an amazing thing in this parasha. In the parashiyos of Bahar B'chukosai, which are the parashiyos of Yovel, where Yovel is mentioned more than any other parasha, 14 times in parashas Bahar, 6 times in parashas B'chukosai, 1 time in Yisroi, which we're going to be reading Shavuos morning, B'mshaycha Yovel, the ram's horn. Yovel refers to the ram's horn. It also refers to the 50th year, if we count 49 years, 7 Shemitah cycles. V'sofarta l'cho sheva shapseis shorim, sheva shorim, sheva pa'amim. Says the Pasuk, then comes Yovel. B'shnas ha-Yovel ha-zois tashuvu ish al-achuzosai, a very, very special year, a year in which everyone returns to their roots, which is based on the Pasuk in the Haftarah we're going to be reading this week from Yirmiyah, v'al Yuval yeshalach shoroshov. Yuval is a spring. The roots of the tree are rooted and grow very well when they're near the spring. The spring is the source, the root of the tree. The Yovel is the source, it's the root where we all come from. It's the year that all servants are freed, all fields return to their rightful owners. Everything goes back to its original source, to Bereishis Bara Elohim, Bereishis Milakadmin. Like on Shavuos is the 50th day after we count 49 days of Sfira. So just as after counting 49 years comes the Yovel, Shavuos is the Yovel, B'mshoich HaYovel, Hema Yalu Bahor. When everyone has their tikkun, everyone comes back, especially if they count Sfira properly, and the 49 days of Sfira help us eradicate the 49 klolos in this week's parasha. This is also the Shabbos of the Toichocha. The Chukaisa has in it 49 klolos, as Rashi tells us, not in this parasha, but in parashas Nitzavim. He says there are 98 in Kisavai and 49 in Bechukaisai. The 49 klolos are removed through our counting the 49 days of Sfira and working on our Lev Toiv. That eradicates the 49 klolos and prepares us for Vishavtem Lovetach Be'artzachem. Lovetach is also the gematria 49. B'tochain, Lovetach, Lamed Beis, and then the Tes Ches, the 9 plus 8, the 17 days that follow, beginning with Lag Ba'omer. Yovel, everyone comes home. Even the lowest neshamos, even those that are on the ground, those that are on the feet, the feet of Adam Arishon. We know that we are the Raglayim, the last generations are the feet, the Margalos of the lowest levels, beginning with the head of Adam, in which the greatest neshamas are found. We are found in the Ikvayim, in the Ekev, which is the Ikvus of the Mashiach, which is the generations that we are now experiencing are the generations of the Ikvayim, of the Regel, of the Margalosov. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, whose yahrzeit is today, Yochelni liftar es kol ha'olam min hadin. I have the power to release the entire world from Midas Hadin, meaning the world will at one point or many times deserve Midas Hadin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the neshama of Mashiach, the neshama of La'asid Lavoi, has the power to bring a pitur. He has a power to release all neshamas from Midas Hadin, even the lowest neshamas. And here we see an amazing thing. Bechukaisai is the 33rd parasha of Chumash. If you take a look at the 33rd pasuk of Parshas Bechukosai, which is pasuk Lamed Hey, because Bechukosai begins with pasuk Gimel. So the 33rd pasuk of the 33rd parsha, and obviously it's not a coincidence, the 33rd parsha of the 33rd pasuk of the 33rd parsha, which is always the time that we have Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, Rashi talks to us in this pasuk about Menashe. And Rashi tells us, it's hard to believe this, but it's true, Rashi says, when I first stumbled upon this, I couldn't believe it myself, where Rashi says here that Menashe did tshuva for 33 years. Menashe was a king for 55 years. It's a pasuk where, in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Kapitel Lamed Gimel. Divrei Hayomim Beis, Kapitel Lamed Gimel. We'll get to that kapitel in a minute, because that's the kapitel where it says it. That's really all the way at the end of Tanakh, practically, especially those who believe that Divrei Hayomim is the last sefer of Tanakh. It's counted in the tikkun of Leil Shavuos, for those who say the tikkun, and should say the tikkun, that Divrei Hayomim is the last of the svarim of Tanakh, corresponding to the last generations. In the 33rd parak of Divrei Hayomim Beis, the Torah talks about, the Navi talks to us about Menashe. Menashe was a Rasha. For 22 years, he certainly was a Rasha. The question is, was his tshuva accepted? He did tshuva for 33 years. Rashi says this to us here, Shnois Menashe Chamishim V'Chamesh Hayu, Menashe Asa Tshuva Shloishim V'Sholoi Shonim. Remember, this is in the 33rd pasuk of the 33rd parsha, always read like Ba'omer time. Why 33 years did he do tshuva? Why did it have to be for 33 years? If he would have done tshuva for 32 years, it wouldn't have worked. What's the 33? Huh?
One day.
Or even one day, right? Menashe is mentioned in the Mishnah in Chelek as among the kings that have no Chelek in Olam Haba. Gimel, Malachim, Bedalad, Adyotis, Ein Lohem Chelek, Olam Haba. One of them is Menashe. Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Says Rabbi Yehuda, he argues with Tanna Kam, and he says, no, Menashe does have Olam Haba. Because the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Kapitel Lamed Gimel, that Menashe davened to Hashem. He did tremendous averus. The pasuk describes every avodah zarah that he worshipped, that he even instigated others to worship, like Yeravam ben Nevat. He was machti as a rabbin, but he humbles himself by yikona lufnei Hashem, and it says vayishma tchinosei Hashem, listened to his supplication. Hashem listens to his tchinos vayishivehu Yerushalayim. Limalchusa, he returns to Yerushalayim, back to his kingdom again. He's banished, and then he returns. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's a raya that Menashe was accepted, and he has Olam Haba. Say the Chachamim to him, no, Limalchusa Yishivoi, v'loy Olam Haba. Yeah, he came back to Yerushalayim, but not to Olam Haba. So there's a machlokes in the Mishnah, whether Menashe has Olam Haba or not. What does Rabbi Shimi ben Yochai say about this? And this is a pella. Because if you look further on in Sanhedrin, and Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, there the Gemara talks about Menashe, and why Menashe doesn't have Olam Haba. But there the Gemara elaborates on the opinion that says that Menashe did do tshuva. And the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, whoever says that Menashe's tshuva is not accepted, Merape Yedehen Shal Balei Tshuva. What he's going to do is weaken the Balei Tshuva. If Menashe's tshuva didn't work, then Balei Tshuva will say, so what's it worth it? What do we have to do tshuva for? Menashe's tshuva, 33 years of tshuva didn't help. Why should it help us? Therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, Chas v'shalom to say that his tshuva wasn't accepted. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. I find it amazing that I haven't seen in any Sfarim quoting this Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is the Baal HaMemra of this Chazal. And he quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Kapitel Lamed Gimel. Sure, of course he should talk about this. He is the neshama of Lamed Gimel. He was nifter on Lag BaOmer. And he says, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, that Hashem accepted his prayer, Vayeoser Eloi Hashem, a similar expression to what it says in Toldos by Yitzchak, who davens to have a child, Vayeoser Eloi Hashem. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, don't read it as if it says Vayeoser with an ayin, read it as if it says Vayechoser with a ches. Doesn't say it. It says it with an ayin. Rashi says, if you look at the pasuk, it says it with an ayin, but this is like a creek sieve, sort of. Vayechoser loy Hashem. What does Vayechoser mean? A machteres is a tunnel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dug a tunnel for Menashe, says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, to protect him from the Midas Hadin that claims that he cannot do tshuva. Al Pi Din, he cannot do tshuva. Al pi Torah, he cannot do tshuva. Yes, according to the laws of Torah of the Lamed Beis Nesivos, he cannot do tshuva. but there's a Lamed Gimel, there's a 33rd. If one is able to push himself far enough and enter into the world of Lamed Gimel, the world of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the world of Mashiach, he can too have a tikkun. He could also have his tshuva accepted. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who is mesaken all neshamos, Yocholni lifter as kol ha'olam min ha'din, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai saves Menashe. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says that Hashem created a special tunnel from like a back doorway that no one sees. The Malachim don't even know where it is. The Midas Hadin can't find it. That's the Machteres. And to protect him from the Midas Hadin and to allow Menashe back in. So Menashe does have Olam Haba. Those who say the Parsha of Tshuva every day, which is Kedai to say, it's at the back of the Siddur after Davening. There's a Yehi Rasan that we say after that, which goes like this. Shetachta Chatira. Very good. Shatachta chatira mitachas kisei chvaydecha v'tachzireini b'shuva shalema. There we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask Him to dig a tunnel for us, even if the doors have been closed. Hashem should dig a tunnel, somehow get us in there. Well, if one says, well, who can do that? How is that possible? Of course it's possible. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said it happened to Menashe. And Menashe was the worst of the idol worshippers. The Torah elaborates in Divrei Hayamim, one should look it up, all the sins of Menashe, and he instigated others to do it as well. But he did tshuva. And that's why he did tshuva for 33 years. In order for his tshuva to be accepted, because he was among those that the Mishnah says that there's no chelik la'olam haba, he had to do tshuva for 33 years. So he entered into that world of La'asid Lavi, which is the world of 33. The Pasuk says, Vayishivehu Yerushalayim l'malchusay. So Chachamim say, yeah, Yerushalayim, but not Olam Haba. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagrees. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai holds, no, if he was returned to Yerushalayim, that means he has Olam Haba. Yerushalayim is the Makom of Olam Haba. Yerushalayim is where David ruled for 33 years. David, the 33rd generation. That's the place of the Giloy of Lamed Gimel. If Menashe was reinstated and Menashe was able to return to Yerushalayim, there's no greater proof than that. And then the Pasuk says afterwards, that Vayeda Menashe ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. Menashe knew that Hashem is the true God, and all the idols that he worshipped were nonsense. He negates it all. The pasuk says Vayishivehu Yerushalayim l'malchusa. Yerushalayim l'malchusa is exactly the gematria Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. His return to Yerushalayim was his claiming that Hashem is one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Belief in one God. All the idols that he worshipped, he cast away, and his truth is accepted. The Torah reveals this to us here, and Rashi, on the 33rd Pasuk of the 33rd Parsha, where Rashi goes through the whole cheshbon over here, why Klal Yisrael had to go through 70 years of Golus, which was a punishment for the 70 years of Shemitah and Yovel that they didn't observe, and there Rashi goes through all the Malachim, and he discusses all the years, and he mentions the years of Menashe, the 55 years of Menashe's rule, who started at the age of 12, but 22 years he sinned, 33 years he does tshuva. That's why Boaz is telling Rus, he's not trying to upset Rus. He's telling Rus that from you is going to come a Gevaldik Koyach. From you is going to come David the 33rd, the one who rules in Yerushalayim, Lamed Gimel Shonim. From you comes Mashiach, who's going to be Mesaken every single Jew. The Vilti Yidach, Mimenu Nidach. There will be no Jew left behind, as the song goes. There will be no Jew left in Golus. Everyone will have a Tikkun. Because Mashiach will be able to reveal in every year the Pintala, every year the Sai, the Seser, he will be able to dig many, many tunnels. They're digging tunnels already around the Kaisel. He will dig tunnels for every year. Every year he'll find a tunnel. Every year he'll find a pathway to be able to enter. That's why when the Pasuk says, Vayeoser loy by Menashe, and Hashem accepts Menashe's prayers, and Rashbi says, read it as if it says, Vayechtar loy with a ches, Vayechtar loy is begamatria es ha'or ki toiv. Which is Begamatria Seser. That's the Es Ha'ar Ki Toiv, Toiv, the 33rd word of Chumash. That's where it's rooted, a tikkun for every Yid. Because every Yid has it in a hidden spark, the Seser, which is the Pnimius of every single Yid. Which a Neshama who was Megala Pnimius, like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who was able to be Megala Pnimius HaTorah, he can reveal that in every Yid, even a Yid like Menashe, even the worst, the lowest level can do tshuva, which even Purim doesn't help. Like even Purim, as great as Purim is, and Purim is for the Acharis Jews, as we know, Purim is a tikkun for the the lowest neshama is those who were affected by Amalek, where it says Ashakorcha Baderach Vayizanev Becha, which is Begamatria Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther has the power to eradicate the evil of Amalek. True. Lag BaOmer goes further. Rashbi was Megali even more, because in the time of Purim, Sisrei Torah were not revealed yet. Purim revealed a new level of Torah, 100%, a new level, but Rashbi revealed the Zohar and the Ksavim and the Panimius HaTorah that are going to be revealed by Mashiach. The Gilis Margalosov says, Noami Terus, you're going to go to Boyaz, and out of your union is going to come the greatest neshamais, including Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who was also an enikel of David HaMelech, who's going to be able to be Megala, even the spark that exists in the Margalosov, in the feet, in the lowest levels. The Gilis Margalosov is also Begamatria Shekarcha Baderach Vayezanei Vecha. Even those neshamais that are affected by Amalek, and even those neshamais that Purim doesn't affect, and one would think that they are lost, of them it says, Ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, as Menashe was among those mentioned in the Mishnah. Says Rashbi, no, even they have a tikkun, and it's possible for them to be tunneled in. It's possible for them to have a chatira, vayechtal, vayeoser loy, vayechtal loy. And that's why Boyaz hints to Rus, v'tovalt piteich b'chaymetz, you will dip your bread in the vinegar. The next word is vateshev. Vateshev mitzad hakoitzrim. Says the Reikeach, Vateshev is from the words Vatoshev, which is the Shoyrish of the word Shuva. That even the Chomates, even the one who soured, the Toval Pitech Bachomates, that's Menashe who soured, Menashe who did the worst Averis, Vateshev, he does Shuva too. He's not just hinting to her about the evil of Menashe, he's hinting to her that despite the evil of Menashe, Shuva helps. He's hinting to her what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai already said. He's actually hinting to it before Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said it. He's hinting to her that even someone like Menashe can do tshuva. Rus is the Megillah of Mashiach. Rus is David HaMelech. Naturally, this is the Megillah of Lamed Gimel. This is the Megillah of the Gilis Margalosov. This is the Megillah of Gilui. Rus has in her hidden the spark of Mashiach. Before that, Rus was a Giyoris. Before that, she was a Nochris. She was a Mayavis. She was a Goya. She comes from Egloin Melech Moyav. The greatest Tumah she comes from. Yet in her is hidden under who knows how many covers the Nitzitz of Mashiach. The Gilis Margalosov. And that's the job of Mashiach, is that he will be Magala the Margolios. Margolios also means hidden diamonds. Rashi at the beginning of Vayeshev, Rashi says, a marshal, the Margolis, Rashi uses the word Margolis. It's not a Hebrew word. The word Margolis is not found, I don't believe, in Tanakh. The Margolisov doesn't mean really diamonds. Margolisov means feet. But it also has a hint to the word Margolis. So Margolis is a diamond usually found under the sea. Gems, pearls, Margolisov that are hidden under the sand. And Rashi says you have to go through sifting the sand until finally you come to the Margolis. That's Rashi's explaining why the Torah goes through the Alufei Esau very quickly, and then when it comes to Yaakov, it slows down, and it discusses him in detail, because he's the Margolis. Esau is the dirt, the earth, the psoilus. We get rid of that, we go through it quickly, we sift quickly, as soon as we come to the diamond, then we polish it, and then we start looking at the diamond, and we study it very closely. Yaakov is the Margolis. Every Yid has a Margolis inside of him. Every Yid is a Margolis. Every Yid is a diamond. Even Menashe, even a Jew like Menashe. And Mashiach will reveal that. V'gilis margalosov. Naomi says to Rus, you will join with Boyaz, and from that union will come Malche Yehuda David Mashiach, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who will reveal margalios. They will reveal all the diamonds that every single Jew has, that every Jew has the potential of revealing. It's just that it's very, very well hidden. Pashas Bechukosai, the 33rd Pasha of Chumash, connected to Bahar, the 32nd parasha, always read during this time, is the parasha of La'asid Lavoi. The Ramban says that all the promises that are made in this parasha, if b'chukaisai teilechu v'yas mitzvaisai tishmeru, which sound like promises that have already occurred, that it's going to rain, v'nasati gishmeichem be'itam, that's what we're waiting for the rain, I mean, rain is very important, but is that the schar at the end of the day for the Torah and mitzvahs? The eitz hasod the yitain perio v'hisiklukem daishas botzer v'yishavtem lovetach ba'artzachem v'nasati sholim ba'oretz, so on and so forth. All this, says the Ramban, is really the yudim of la'osid lovay. But b'chukaisai is la'osid lovay. And even the klolois in this parasha are really brachos. In fact, the klolois that are really brachos are greater brachos than the brachos themselves. As we know, Alma de Skasia is higher than Alma de Sgalia, which means that which is hidden is on a higher level than that which is not. The brachos in the klolois, the brachos that are hidden in these klolois are margolios. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had the power, v'gilis margolios of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai had the power to reveal the margolios that exist even in these klolois in Parashas Bechukosai, which is in the klolois where you have this pasuk, the 33rd pasuk, which reveals to us, which Rashi explains, hints to us about the tshuva of Menashe for 33 years. As the Gemara tells us about Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, many times when he would give brachas, the Gemara says in Mayot Katan that he gave a bracha once to a fellow Amoris, fellow Tana's son, and it sounded like it was curses. But they were really brachas in disguise, which a tzaddik has a power to reveal the bracha that exists in what seems to be klola. And in the Teichacha we have the famous pasuk of Zocharti es Brisi Yaakov, Afes Brisi Yitzchak, which refers to Akedas Yitzchak, as Rashi says, it doesn't say Zechira. The Afes Brisi Yitzchak, it doesn't say Zechira, because it doesn't have to be a reminder. It's there, the ashes of Yitzchak, Afreshal Yitzchak Tzavru Munach Lefonov. The Akedah. It was by the Akedah that the tikkun for such a person like Menashe was already put in place. Where the pasuk says, "Vayoyme binish bati ne'um Hashem." Hashem swore that Klal Yisrael will return. Every yid has a tikkun. And that's Yovel. Yovel is the year, which Yovel is the ram's horn. We blow the ram's horn, which is, of course, the first Yovel was the Yovel of Eloi Shel Yitzchak. "Vayoyme binish bati ne'um Hashem" is begematria b'shnas ha-yovel hazois. Yovel is rooted in the Akedah. The reason we have a Yovel, which Yovel is the tikkun for every year, that everyone returns, Toshuvu ish alach luzose, like Rus returns with Naomi, Hashava im Naomi, Lebeis Lechem, is rooted in the Akedah. V'zacharti es brisi Yitzchak, v'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak. V'af es brisi Yitzchak is equal to the words v'al yuval yishalach shoroshav, which we have in the Haftorah this week. The Yovel, the Shoresh, the source, where everyone is going, which began at the Akedah. The Mesiras Nefesh that Avraham Avinu had by the Akedah, especially if they took the ram and went further and did more, like we once spoke, more than he really had to. That's what brought about the tikkun of every single yid at the end of time, where every yid receives his tikkun, even someone who was a chaymeitz, even someone who was soured like vinegar. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we know, was the one who in his time there was no keshes, there was no bow. That's why we use bows and arrows on Lag Ba'omer, as the Svarim tell us. The pasuk says in Tehillim, David HaMelech says, "Keshes Yeshaber." The bow will be broken. Yeshaber is Isaiah's Rashbi. Yeshaber is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, who breaks the keshes. There's no need for a keshes. The keshes is the sign that the world was supposed to be destroyed. But Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, "I can release the entire world from Midas Hadin." There is no Midas Hadin when Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is around. So Keshes Yeshaber. Keshes Yeshaber is also the gematria of Yal Yuval Yeshalach Shoroshav. The Shoresh is revealed on Lag Ba'omer, the Shoresh of every Yid, the Pnimius of every single Yid, which is why we find in Meiron every type of Jew possible. From the lowest to the greatest goes to Meiron and is Zaycha to some sort of Hir Hatshuva and Zaycha to some sort of revelation. The Tzvilat Tzaddik was asked, the Belushev Rebbe who lived in the early 1900s, Tzaddik Nisgav and Abal Ruach HaKodesh, wrote tremendous far and tremendous remuzim that many used to give to Bali Tshuva who had questions. Those, not only Bali Tshuva, anyone who has questions concerning the authenticity of the Torah, they would be given pages of his Sefer to read, because the Torah is so beautiful, it's impossible that one could believe that it's coincidental. It's obvious to anyone who reads it that the Torah is divine. The Tzvilat Tzaddik was once asked, "What day do you think Mashiach will come?" He said, "Lag Ba'omer." The Rishonah is quoted in the Sfarim that talk about the Rishonah to have said that the Geula is going to happen in the week of Zocharti es Berisi Yaakov, the Afes Berisi Yitzchak, which is like Lag Ba'omer time, when we lay in these parashiyos. No one knows, of course, when that's going to be. But this is what Tzaddikim said. Tzaddikim speared. They felt that Lag Ba'omer, the week of Lag Ba'omer, the week of Ba'abachu Kaisai, the week of the 33rd parasha of Chumash, has tremendous potential to be the week of Geula. So what did we see this week? But not that this should chas v'shalom deter us in any way or have the wrong machshavos. It's just a sign, fakert. The fact that instead of Mashiach coming to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim alag ba'omer, the heipach, the le'umazah, the avi avos hatuma, representing the Mashiach sheker, came to Yerushalayim on Lag BaOmer is not coincidental, at least not in my eyes, and I'm sure anyone who studies what's going on certainly finds it odd that the Pope should happen to speak in Yerushalayim on Lag BaOmer, the Mokum of Lamed Gimel. Yoshka lived 33 years, Agav, brought down, so did Bilam. They were the Le'umazah, Yoshka especially, Yitshin Vav is the Le'umazah of the Mashiach HaAmiti, and in the week in which Mashiach is supposed to be revealed in some way or other, as Tzadikim felt was going to happen on Lag BaOmer, what better day, said the Tzvila Tzadik, a day associated with the number 33 in the Parsha of 33, in Yerushalayim where David rules 33 years. This is who we go to greet. We should be greeting Mashiach Tzidkenu, not Chas V'Shalom, the Heipach and the Le'umazah. And that's how it is. It's always that the Klipa and the Tumah is revealed first. It should be. It shouldn't deter us. If I care, it's a good sign. It's a sign what's coming. If the in the Tumah somehow worked it out that Lag BaOmer and the week of Lag BaOmer and the week of Hoyd, which Hoyd is the Beis Hamikdash, as the Gemara says, that's when they decided to come to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim. There's no question that that means that in Shamayim there's a tremendous tumult right now, and the real Gilui is supposed to be taking place. So the Satan and the Samach Mem, the Satan who is the Samach Mem, is using this opportunity and trying to deter us, trying to laugh and say, yeah, you're waiting for Mashiach, well look who came. This is, it's like Kekoif Bifnei Ha'odam, it's like the monkey imitating the Adam. The whole religion there is only an imitation. It's false, it's sheker, and it will be Nizgala very soon that it's sheker, and hopefully it should be Nizgala immediately, and this week especially, the sheker of Avodah Zarah that's trying, whether they say it openly or not, that are trying to infiltrate, that are trying to bring their tumah into our land, into our Mekaymus HaKadoshim, with help, unfortunately, from some of our own brethren, not realizing the tremendous ill effects that this has. That's Agav. We should be Zoicha, of course, that even though it's already after Lag BaOmer, the Arizal said Lag BaOmer doesn't end until 3 days that follow, until the completing the week of Hoyd. He used to go 3 days before Lag BaOmer to Meiron. He would stay there 3 days after. We should all be Zoicha to the tremendous tikkunim that Lag BaOmer brings to everyone, which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is Megala, that even Menashe is Zoicha to a Chatira, because of the tshuva that he did 33 years. And we could even add to it that Menashe doing tshuva 33 years spared everyone else that they don't have to do tshuva for 33 years. Menashe did it already for all the Bali tshuva, for all those in all the generations ad hayoyim hazeh that fell as low as Menashe. Because Menashe did it, they have a chatira as well. They can follow into that. That tunnel has been opened. That tunnel, which is even deeper, lower even than the tunnels that Mordechai HaTzadik, which, as we know, Mordechai is the neshama of Yovel. Ukrosem deroyer ba'oretz. We read in this week's parasha that there's going to be a year called Yovel. Freedom. Deror means emancipation. Deroyer ba'oretz. Mordechai. Mordechai was deroyer, and so was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Deroyer ba'oretz is begematria Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai proclaimed deroyer ba'oretz. He gave freedom to everyone, meaning that everyone can be misakim themselves, even those that Mordechai was not able to be misakim. As the Svarim tells, Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh is begematria Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai accomplishes what's done in the time of Purim, because Lag BaOmer falls out on the same day as Purim, but Lag BaOmer is even greater. That's why it's interesting that in Parshas Bahar, we learn about the Bayis Moishav Ir Choyma, the Bayis HaMukafos Choyma Mimois Yehoshua Benun. The only time in the entire Chumash where the Torah talks to us about walled cities surrounded from the time of Yehoshua Benun, and we all know the only other time this is discussed is Purim time concerning the reading of the Megillah on Tesvav. All that which we are Zeichetu on Purim, La Yehuda Moisa Oira, V'Simcha, V'Sasayim, V'Yikar, we are also Zeichetu, and even more so, on Lag BaOmer, and in the days that follow, they will be Zeichetu, all that the Tzadikim foresaw in the previous generations about this great week, and about this great Yom Tov, and may will be zeich immediately to v'zachati as parisi Yaakov, Yavis parisi Yitzchak, and to the geulah hamitus v'hashleim, and to a tikkun for every single yid.
Amen.
Good night.